Proclamation number 5820 of 6th of December, 1953. Spiritual pride. Humility is the bridge. Spiritual pride leads to ruin. Anyone who approaches me in deepest humility will be welcomed by me with open arms. But anyone who does not bow down, who believes himself to be exalted, I will overlook him and he will also pass me by because he does not look for me where I am. The spiritually arrogant person does not recognize my voice. He does not recognize me myself in the words which sound to him and therefore lets them fall on his ear. He does not listen to what could bring him salvation. He rejects because he believes he does not need to be taught, because he considers himself to be knowledgeable and would also like to fill his fellow human being with his knowledge but does not accept a gift from him. I cannot approach the spiritually arrogant person because humility alone is the bridge from him to me, because the spiritually arrogant person is separated from me by a gulf which only humility can bridge. Arrogance was the cause of apostasy from me, for it eliminated love, and unkindness will always separate the being from me. But humility also demonstrates love. It demonstrates the realization of inadequacy and thus also the path of return to me. Full of love I bow down to my child which comes to me in deepest humility of heart and asks me for mercy and help. But never will such a request be uttered or even thought by a person who carries the spirit of arrogance within him. Never will he take the path to me and appeal to me for help, for he believes he has no need of this help and yet is so abysmally distant from me that he needs great help in order to ascend again. For arrogance is part of him who caused you all to fall, for he wanted to exalt himself above me. He wanted to be acknowledged as Lord and God of eternity, although he knew that he had taken his beginning from me. This arrogance was his fall into the abyss, for it was the opposite of love which I wanted to be testified to by the first created being. He who thinks himself great is in reality in great depth. He who thinks himself exalted is in reality below the other whom he despises. Anyone who believes himself to be knowledgeable yet does not walk in humility, his knowledge is false and he is in deepest darkness of spirit, for arrogance is the enemy of truth and right knowledge. For truth is divine, it is a gift of grace imparted to anyone who in humility confesses his ignorance and desires the truth. I bestow my grace upon the humble. The humble achieves everything with me because he prays simply and sincerely and, feeling his unworthiness, experiences my love and is always willing to give my love to him. And thus only the one who treads the path of humility will find me, and only this one will receive my grace, my love and the truth. But never a person who is arrogant in spirit. Amen.